Scientists are partnering with kids to help catch snowflakes. Their goal? Working with students to study what crystals can tell us about snow, the weather, and how climate change impacts our water supply. Gap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports from Reno.
Okay, guys, these are the directions.
Fourth and fifth graders at Sage Ridge School are learning how to take pictures of snowflakes with their phones. But it's not snowing, so they're practicing with salt.
We're trying to get the camera in focus.
Here. They've put a magnifying glass over the phone's camera so they can snap an up-close and detailed picture.
Whoa, it's glowing!
It's glowing!
This is all part of a project called Stories in the Snow. It's organized by the Desert Research Institute in Reno. And it got its start 3 years ago because scientists wanted to better understand storms and to figure out how warmer winters alter storms and snow levels, which could affect our water supply.
So you're just excited to do this when it's actually snowflakes?
Yeah, it's going to be really, really cool.
It's going to be more intricate.
When it eventually snows, teachers will take the kids outside where they'll catch snowflakes on black pieces of felt and snap photos. Then they upload them to an app. This is important because the other way of analyzing snowflakes is by using special aircraft. But that costs thousands of dollars per hour, says the project's lead scientist, Frank McDonough.
The snowflake's telling you what went on in that cloud, so you can actually learn about the path that the crystal took by looking at the crystal.
His goal is to gather enough photos to create a database for everyone from ski resort operators to road crews. It could help them predict when snow will fall and how much.
Every image gives us some clue about what went on, and when you put that in context with other pictures, it really starts to put together a 3D, a 4D image of this storm system.
McDonough says the fun part is sorting through the photos because it's nearly impossible to find identical snowflakes.
It is true, no crystal's exactly the same because they fall through just a slightly different path. They form at slightly different temperatures.
Last year, students and other users submitted more than 500 photos. This year, 19 schools are on board and at least 100 kits were sent out, so McDonough expects more. People can buy a kit, which includes a magnifying glass, a card to catch snowflakes on, and a thermometer for $25. When they do, the program will send a second kit to a school. Heather Sigali with the UC Davis Tahoe Environmental Research Center says the project's biggest impact is on students.
They learn how to collect and analyze data, how to draw conclusions, how to communicate findings. And all of that is a great experience for the student. It's real. It's not just a homework assignment.
But this process of becoming a citizen scientist isn't just for fifth graders. Desert Research Institute scientist Megan Collins and I are on the hunt for our own snowflakes near the resort Mount Rose Ski Tahoe.
Get your camera as close as possible to the snow. Yes. And so see how it's in focus. So what you're seeing are a lot of crystals that are probably landed, and then when the snow's laying here in the sun, some of those water molecules will sublimate.
That's where snow turns into water vapor instead of melting. Collins teaches students, but she's also a researcher. She wants to figure out if ash and dust from wildfires increase snowfall. But to do that, she's going to need even more photos of snowflakes from across the region. Ezra David Romero, Cap Radio News.